Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Our guy Matt Holliday joins us right off the top of the show, so you know it's going to be good. What's up, Matt?
Hey, boys. What's going on?
Are you fired up?
I'm fired up for anything we got.
Yes.
We got it all.
Like
we got it all.
We got 11. We got 11. Now they're down 4-0 right now, but 11 in a row.
It's not over, Brad.
No, hey, here's the big difference, right? If you were down 4-0, Matt, and this was, let's call it a month ago, you're down 4-0 in the first inning. You're basically packing that one in as a Cardinal fan, aren't you?
Well, I would think most Cardinal fans, maybe, yeah, but not me.
Not you, of course. No.
Come on. Not super Cardinal fan.
Yeah, I was speaking to the larger fan base. No. But now you feel like you're going to get it going. This team is clicking. Better late than never, Matt.
Yeah, you know, I think if you win 11 in a row in September, if you were anywhere near anything, that's a good play. So going from a couple games back to 4.5 up, that's a pretty good feeling. So hopefully they can, Milwaukee's a good place to hit. So get a couple runners on, kind of like they did, and get a big swing, and you're right back in it.
Matt, what do you make of Tyler O'Neill right now? I mean, this guy's playing at an MVP clip in the last little while. He's knocking the cover off the ball, putting the ball in play, hitting for average, hitting for home runs. He's stealing bases. He's running around. This guy's playing amazing baseball right now.
He really is. You know, I think he's such a dynamic player, and when you talk about his speed, his ability to do some things in the outfield and make some plays, I think the one thing for me that stands out is he's getting hits and not just kind of a one trick pony. He's doing a great job of driving runs in. He's hitting hanging breaking balls really well, so he's staying on the ball a lot better this year, and you got to give him credit for continuing to get better, and I think we all knew that there was a ton of talent. Even when they traded for him, I think everyone knew that the power and the potential was there, but he's really coming into his own, and I think he's somebody that they can start to build around in the future as a young player that's a cornerstone-type player.
Are you noticing anything, Matt, with Tyler O'Neill's swing? I know you talk about the approach, but is there anything with his swing that has stood out in terms of improvement?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's much more under control with his front side. I think when you talk about holding your front side or controlling your front side so that you can stay on the ball that's moving away from you, you start to recognize off-speed pitches better. You stay through the ball a little bit better. He's not out and around. He's not hooking as many balls. And so, like, even yesterday on that changeup where he was out front, he was able to hold the barrel back just long enough that he stayed inside it long enough to keep it fair and in the air, and he got a double. I think it was an RBI double down the left field line. So keeping the bat in the strike zone to me is the main thing when you're talking about a guy that can hit for average and hit tough pitching, and he's keeping the bat working from back to forward a lot better than kind of out and around, which at times I think in the past his front side has taken him off the ball, causing him to be outside the baseball. So. It's to me, it looks like he's made a conscious effort to stay on it a little bit longer and stay through it. When you're that strong, it's a really good idea.
Matt, you talk about speed with Tyler O'Neill. I want to ask you about a play I saw yesterday. It was a sac fly, and Harrison Bader scores from second on that play. I mean, that's just outrageous, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's an amazing play because, you know, I think a typical runner – at second base there, you're taught when it's that kind of a hard play, you're taught to get far enough off kind of to make sure that you can score if Kane doesn't catch it. And so for him to tag and knowing with his speed that even if he doesn't catch it, he's scoring easy, even if he's tagging, there's not a lot of guys that can get away with that move, even just tagging right there. And then just the hustle play and the aggressiveness and, And the pure raw athletic ability of Harrison Bader is fun to watch. And as a hitter, man, you're just, oh man, one RBI. Oh man, two RBI. I mean, the guy makes a great catch on you, but the consolation prize of two RBI sack fly, it feels pretty good. So I think it was, I think he even said it was more of a symbol of what they're trying to do and keeping the foot on the gas pedal right now. And you know, that gets the boys fired up. It's a tremendous play. I don't think it's been done very often at all. And like I said, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, Tommy Edman will take the couple of stakes there for sure. I'm sure he was very happy with how that went down. Hey, aside from, two run sack flies, you mentioned the Tyler O'Neill and the evolution there. He's figuring out how to drive in runs. Your boy Nolan Arenado, well, he knows how to drive in runs. He's got 103 of them, the first guy to hit that 100 mark since you did it in 2012. Is there an art to driving in runs? Is there an art to being that RBI machine? Because you get pitched differently in those spots.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the people that downplay that, there's a mentality, there's a toughness, there's a different kind of mindset. It's not a statistic for me that the stat people, they want to poo-poo it and call it pure opportunity. And you know, it's you obviously you need guys in scoring position to get a chance to drive them in. But I think to me, there's a toughness, there's a frame of mind that I'm going to drive the ball in the middle of the field. I'm going to take what they give me. I'm going to hit the ball in the gaps. I'm not going to. I think there is a mindset, Brad, I just think that there's, to me, I always took a lot of pride in being a guy that could hit with runners in scoring position. And I think that that's something that you've got to have a mindset, and you have to have a good swing, because as you know, Brad, you really bear down with runners in scoring position, right? Sure. You're not going to throw that first pitch cookie. You're going to try to nibble. You're going to try to lead with a breaking ball so you can get ahead so then you can expand the zone. So I think you have to have discipline with a good swing, and then there's also a mindset that goes along with it.
I'm interested in that, Matt. When you talk about having a different mindset with runners in scoring position compared to nobody on, how does that change from pitcher to pitcher? You have your book on a pitcher, but mm-hmm. if that pitcher knows that he's got to pitch out of the stretch, you know, how do you change your approach to make sure that you are putting the ball in play and putting it where you want to potentially get that run across? But you also need to have the book on the pitcher as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Anthony, sometimes you have to just kind of throw all those variables out the window. And I think you got to look, okay, so if I overthink this, you know, he this is what he might try to do. How am I going to counteract this? This is where he might pitch me. Is he going to pitch around me? Sometimes you got to throw all that thinking out the window, really. And to me, you got to go, you know what? I'm looking for a ball middle. He's going to make a mistake right here, and I'm going to drive these runs home. And if he doesn't make a mistake and throw me the pitch I want, I'll let the guy behind me do it. And so I think sometimes we can overcomplicate things when we think about all the variables instead of just having this, I'm going to line this ball right off the pitcher's cap, and we're going to score some runs. So I think there's a mentality, an aggressive mentality, that sometimes when you put too much information in your brain, it takes away from the simplicity of what you're trying to do. And so that was my mindset, was like a kind of an aggressive line the ball in the middle mindset. And if he makes a mistake, I'm on it. And if he pitches around the zone, then I'll take my walk and turn it over to the next guy.
Matt, one of the many, many, many reasons I was not a major league player, I'd be up there like, okay, he's going to throw me 2-3 sinker. What does he hit? Wait, what a second.
Well, your numbers guy.
The problem is, even if you know it's coming, like it's still, like if he executes it, it's still hard to hit. So that was one of the things. A lot of the guys were like, ooh, I knew he's, you know, he's tipping the slider. And I'd be like, I'd get so excited if I knew it was coming, I'd swing at it no matter where it was. So I think there's an element of like kind of not knowing what's coming that keeps you from chasing the zone. So. That's different for everybody, but that was how I handled it.
So, Matt, perfect segue, right, from the mental breakdown of what you're trying to do in a situation like that against the guy who is bearing down in a spot where he's trying to not give up these runs, to my question. What is it like facing a position player? Because I watched Jace Peterson throw last night. He came in throwing 46 on a couple and then gassed up Sosa to punch him out with 85. What is that mindset like as an actual professional hitter?
You know, it's a no-win situation, really. You know, I think if you take him deep, everyone's like, oh, yeah, real cool, man. And then if you strike out, you're like, oh, my gosh, you just struck out against a position player. So, you know, to me, nowadays, there's so many of these lob balls. I guess that's the approach these days. It's just this, like, see how slow you can throw it. I feel like when I got a chance to face position players back in the day, they were kind of throwing that 75 to 82 mile an hour pitch that was right in line with batting practice. So it felt like a lot more, they got shelled a little bit more. Nowadays, I feel like these lob balls, guys are like, they don't know what to do with it. And then last night he throws them an 85. I mean, it doesn't look as fun as it used to. I remember I hit a home run off Sean Burroughs, Little League World Series, famous Sean Burroughs. In Coors Field, and I didn't feel great about it, but then looking back, I was like, who cares? That was a three-run homer, you know, like
counts as a dinger.
Yeah, I was like, you know, years later, I mean, who cares? It doesn't really matter. So, you know, it's a tricky one, Brad, because like I said, I don't love these lob balls. I'm not sure. It's almost like slow pitch softball. So, I think they throw it so soft and so high that they can protect themselves. You know, it's kind of one of those things. You throw it real high and then kind of get your hands up in front of your face type of deal.
That's what I would do, chuck and duck, and I did that at 88.
That's true.
That is true, it is. Matt, I don't know if I've talked to you about this or not, but the Cardinals right now, they put themselves in a good spot, and they've been playing great baseball, and look, I expect them to be in a wild card game. Do you like the one-game wild card? Are you into the format the way it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't think there's any other way to go about it. I mean, I'm not sure that there's time. I mean, ideally, it'd be like a 2 out of 3 type of deal. I think that would show like a true – it would give you a chance that – because baseball's so weird. It would give you a chance to have that one bad inning but still, you know, have a chance to win 2 out of 3. When it's just a one-game playoff, it really is just kind of a crapshoot in baseball. So, in my mind, the best case would be to take the 2 wild cards the next day and let them play a 2 out of 3 type of deal. But then, you know, I guess it pushes back the playoffs. And to me, that would be what I would want. But I could see why people would say, well, then, you know, you extend it 3 more days and it goes into October and the weather and blah, blah, blah. But it does make for exciting TV when it's a one-and-done type of deal.
Matt, you got your picks in? You're all ready?
Yeah, you and Hub get together?
Yeah, I need to call Hub and we need to consult. You know, I can't be right on the verge of getting shot anymore. So we got to do better. So I know that I've been looking at it a little bit. But Anthony, I heard you. I mean, it's not going that great.
No, it's not, Matt. It really isn't.
When in doubt, deflect. I like it, Matt.
I'd like to take this time, Matt, to apologize to you. I apologize to the guys yesterday. I've got a new strategy. I feel like it's a winning
early.
Strategy.
We're still good. We're
it's
only
early.
Thin.
Exactly. Yeah, it's April, Matt. In the season, it's early. April. So
the Tony La Russa, it's the first week
it's
of
the first
season.
Week of the, yeah, it's the third week of the season.
We're fine.
We're going to be good. But, yeah, just want to make sure you get your picks in this week. We're going to win, all right? We're going to win this week.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're back.
Good man. All right, Matt, we know you're busy. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, you guys. Have a great show. Brad, good to talk to you. I know you've been doing a lot of broadcasting, so you probably need to catch your breath a little bit.
Well, I'm going to do that on this commercial break. And Matt, you always look out for me. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I'm always looking out for you.
All right, buddy. See you, buddy.
See you. All right. See you guys.
See you later, bud.
That's Matt Holliday here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.